Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Martin, you're very welcome to this week's Horse Racing Ireland preview.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm doing very well indeed. And Martin, it's been, one of those extraordinary weeks, and I suppose nowhere else better to start than last week's entry Grand National success. History made last Saturday afternoon after 45 years.
Fantastic indeed, Patrick. Absolutely wonderful results for the Irish, of course, for second third again, but especially for Tiger Roll, Gordon Elliott and Davy Russell, of course. To be the first horse since Red Rum to win the Grand National twice. We've seen so many horses over the years, so many really good horses, like even Hedge Hunter and those type of horses, that just haven't been able to follow up the following year. But Tiger Roll did it so well. He was £9 higher than last year. Even at that, he just travelled so well during the race. One or two small little mistakes, but really from the third last, you could see that he was travelling best. Davey gave him a masterful ride, I thought. And this time, you know, held on to him even longer. And, you know, magic of light on the cracker for Jessica Harrington, trying to become the first mare since 1951. Of a mare called Nicol Kine, and she really ran a blinder. Like, she was a big price early on, 66-1 in the end, and Paddy Kennedy gave her a great ride. Rat Finden ran a cracking race as well, made a bad mistake at the water and also at the Ballantines later on, but really I don't think anything would have beaten Tiger Roll. He is just a wonderful horse in these type of races, and you know, hopefully the hat-trick will be on next season. I know Michael Leary already said he won't be running, but really I think the pressure will come on strong that you know, if he does win that cross-country race at Cheltenham again, which he probably should do, he's going to take an awful lot of beating again at entry. He'll have definitely 11-10 to carry, which people would say is only £5 higher than he carried this time. He will have a much higher rating, though. There's no question about that, Patrick. He was 159 last Saturday. He should have been run actually off 169, because when he wins at the cross country, he goes up £10, but he doesn't have to carry the race or that extra weight, because the entry Grand National is an early closing race. So he'd be running off a mark maybe 172 next year, which will make life much more difficult. But I think he's got to be given a shot at the race. I mean, to win three in a row would be absolutely fantastic, even though Leslie Red Rum couldn't do that. But, you know, for Irish racing and for you know, the whole country, I think, has taken this little tiny horse, this Tiger Roll. He's a nine-year-old now. And, you know, it's just a small horse. It's just untypical of a chaser. He's by a Derby winner, Authorised in 2007. Frankie Dettori won his first Derby in Authorised. And it's just an unlikely story. Bought for, you know, 10,000, then sold for 70,000, 80,000 after winning his first race. And now he's won over 1.3 million. But, yeah, it was a great result. I'm sure it wasn't a good result for the bookies, though, Patrick. You must have got cleaned out.
Yeah, I don't know about me now, but I know the industry wouldn't be too happy with the result. One of the worst liabilities of all time in all racing, Martin, is what some bookmakers have reported from it. But for this wonderful horse, Martin, he's bred it to be as a flat horse, as you mentioned. He's one of the smallest horses I've ever seen racing. He's only 15.3, and of course, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on in the programme, he would be down around the Tony Hall, the home, of course, of three-time champion jockey Davy Russell. He'd be touring around the Tony Hall on Good Friday at 6 o'clock. It'd be great to see him in the flesh as well.
Absolutely, he's just a lovely horse, a real character as well. And you know, he got a tremendous reception back here in Trim and in Summerhill here last Sunday. Over 2,000 people turned out. You wouldn't often see that for a horse, but I mean, he's just a unique horse, and I would definitely urge everyone in Yarl to go out and see him, because I've been racing a long time. I remember Red Rum. I was only very young at the time, and what a legend he was. But to have a horse that has, you know, can win two Grand Nationals in a row, 45 years apart, it's unbelievable. It may not be done for another 45 years, no doubt with that. It's just a tough race. Everybody knows how hard it is to win the second time, and for a Tiger Roll to do it was just something else altogether. It was a great meeting actually, to have for the Irish as well. Some very good performances, like some Min and Kenby were great winners for Whoopi Walsh and William Mullins, and also I thought a super Sunday winner for Jessica Harrington and this horse that was very good as well. It was a very good meeting. We had a great Cheltenham, and now to have a great entry as well, it was fantastic. And of course Henry de Baum had two good winners himself. Arnoux was a very good winner too, and of course Gordon around draft to meet with a great win for Chief Justice in the very last race under Jamie Codd again. So tremendous meeting it was, and I thought the whole race went very well. Sadly, of course, up for review, and Farsley was brought down and was partially killed in the very first fence, which wasn't a good news story. That was the first fatality in the Nationals since 2012. But everybody else returned home safe and sound, and I thought it was a very fair run race. 19 finishers, a very good return. Only three fallers in the very first circuit, which was a bit of a record, as we said. And I think definitely the changes they've made to the race has really improved the safety end of it, and all jockeys came home safe and sound, which is the main thing, of course, as well.
No, we will be looking at all the weekend's racing, and we'll be looking at the Scottish National as well, Martin. But just to keep with terms of horses that are winning, Martin, and just going to change tack down to Australia for a moment, yeah. Because we're going to see the Wondermare Winx for the final time tomorrow morning at Randwick as she goes to see seek victory in her third Queen Elizabeth Stakes in Sydney tomorrow. And she'll be looking to finish off with figures of 33, 25 and 4. And you ask, Martin, what does that mean? Well, Martin, I can tell you, tomorrow morning, if she wins, she'll be after winning 33 races in a row, 25 Group 1s and 4 Cox plates.
Unbelievable. Like, it really is. It's really, like, to win so many, 25 Grade 1 wins. I mean, I remember Hurricane Fly won 22 over hurdles and over a long period of time. But for a mare to keep up that level of form, it's just unbelievable. Like, it really is. And in fairness, she's a real heroine down in Australia, and a huge crowd will turn out to see her. It is wonderful that these type of horses are around now. Black Caviar, of course, was the last one maybe 6-7 years ago. She was a very good mare as well. She came over to Royal Ascot and won there as well. But Winx was just, it's just one of these phenomenons. And it's just it's wonderful to see these type of animals, for a trainer to keep her on top of her farm for so long, it's so very difficult to do that, Patrick. I mean, you know that yourself from racing yourself. We've seen so many horses over the years, you know, without injury interfering, and as they get older, maybe they get slower, all this type of thing. To keep her, you know, temperament right as well, being a mare, it's very difficult. And to win 33 races in a row would be just unbelievable, and let's hope she can do it. I'm sure she's going to get a wonderful send off, and you know, she really is a mare that can actually transcend sport as such, and she gets on the front pages of all the Australian newspapers, you know, even when she wins these big races. And there's going to be a huge turnout for her tomorrow. It's the end of an era for her, but fair play to everybody involved in her, and let's hope she can finish in style and win. And maybe she'll be a good broodmare after. It generally doesn't happen that they are very good broodmares, and partially these wonderful mares, because they get so long as a racing career, for some reason don't turn out to be great mares. But she will get a pick of the best stallions, and it's just a great success story. Let's hope she can sign off with another great win.
Hopefully, indeed. She's as short as 1-20 to win the race, due off at 6:05 tomorrow morning, Irish time, Martin. We wish her the very best luck in her send off to the paddocks. Of course, Hugh Bowman and Chris Waller have been the two men that have really been in charge of her over the past 3 years. And great to say as well, Martin, it was the 13th of April 2013 when Black Caviar retired when winning her last race. It'll be the 13th of April 2019, 6 years on to the day when Winx will be retiring from the racing scene. Indeed. But we're going to move on to the Irish racing, Martin. Some good racing over the weekend. We'll be looking at Dundalk and Tramore in a moment. But first, we're going to look at Saturday's action at Naas. Some good racing at Naas as well, kicking off at 1:50. We'll kick off with the opening race. That is the 5 furlong conditions race, worth €25,000, with 8 going to post.
All 2 rows here, Patrick, and some very interesting newcomers, but none more so than the number 3 in the card, Monarch of Egypt, trained by Aidan O'Brien, a son of American Pharaoh, of course, the 2015 Triple Crown winner, a very good mare called Up, who was a Group 1, a Group winner for Aidan O'Brien a couple of seasons ago. Ryan Moore coming over to ride tomorrow. He's got some very fancy drives there in the card. You'd imagine this one would be very forward and should be able to probably get his head in front here. He would have cost an awful lot of money. Some interesting rivals, probably one in particular called Sunday Sovereign, trained by Pat Toomey, who does very well with his 2 rows, as we said. He doesn't train that many horses, but he's a very shrewd trainer with his 2 rows. Any money came for that would be interesting, but in the present for Jessica Harrington should go well as well. But I'd be surprised if Monarch of Egypt doesn't get what could be a very good career after a winning start tomorrow.
Moving on later on in the card then, Martin, we've got the Royal Ascot Trials handicap over 6 furlongs with a full field of 20 going to post.
Yeah, wide open contest here, but there was one ran at Navander a couple of weeks ago called Mocha Lad for Damien English, number 2 on the card. He's nicely drawn here in stall 3. He just got caught in the last couple of strides by one of Jim Bulger's, who went on and finished third at Leopardstown afterwards. This is a wide open contest, as you would expect, with 23 runners. But I just feel this Mocha Lad is in good form at the moment, and I just think maybe he could get his head in front here. He's up £3 for that, but Danica Connor claims 5 off him, so should go well. Silk Cravat for John Gagan ran well second at Dundalk last time, should go well here. But Christy Nahushinko's Princess is a consistent mare and probably won't be able to force forward, but I think Mocha Lad sets a decent standard and will take plenty of beating here.
The 7 furlong Gladness Stakes is due off at 4 o'clock. A Group 3 contest worth €60,000 with 9 going to the stalls.
Yeah, some very interesting runners here. Last year's 2000 Guineas winner, Roman Eyes, for Ken Condon, makes a season debut here. He got beaten three times afterwards, but is a class act on his day. You know, he just has to concede 5 pounds to all his rivals here, and they certainly will come on for the run. Dermot Wells Imaging was a good winner at Leopardstown last Wednesday week at the student day. Won a list race there very well under Oisín Orr, who retains the mount. They must have a good chance. Well, Jim Bulger, Smash Williams, just went very, very close at Navendare a couple of weeks ago. Will appreciate a step up to 7 furlongs, and did beat Imaging last season on the last day of the turf season at Leopardstown. So it shouldn't be much between the three. But the interesting one is Aidan O'Brien here again. Arscal Lebervido, formerly trained by Andrew Fab in France, winner of the Jersey Stakes at Royal Ascot in June 2017. Met with a slight injury last season, only ran there once, and has been purchased by John Magner and the Coolmore team. It looks like a real standing in the making, this one. Nice to build horse. He's rated 117 already. And if the money comes for this one, you'd have to say he's got a good chance. Now, he hasn't ran for a year, so that's only a slight drawback. But I'd say he's whatever he does tomorrow would certainly improve a lot on it. Maybe Smash Williams might be fit enough to win the race tomorrow, but Libervito is the interesting one with Ryan Moore coming over, and he certainly should be kept a close eye on this one.
The 10 furlong alleged stakes is for older horses, Martin. Drew off a 4.35, and some wonderful horses seeing their seasonal debuts here.
That's right. I mean, we've two classic winners. Flag of Honour won the Irish Ledger last year for Aidan O'Brien. Well, Latrobe won the Irish Derby for Joseph and finished second in Australia afterwards. We also have Magical for Aidan O'Brien as well, who won the Phillies and Mares Group 1 at the Champions Day in England last year in October in Ascot. She actually last seen was second at Chesnome, home the brilliant Enable in the Phillies and Mares race at the Breeders' Cup. Tremendous performance that was. And I suppose there's no doubt with Ryan Moore coming over, she obviously is fit enough to go very close here. I think Magical will probably win this one. Flag of Honour will need a longer distance and time. He won the Irish Leisure Mile in 6. This is probably just a pipe opener for him, but he's the type of horse that could develop into an Ascot Gold Cup horse this season. Well, Latrobe won the Irish Derby in good style, and while he didn't win since, he has run some very good race and defeat. And Donnacha and Joseph Ryan team up again here. Has the poor for Dermot Weld, was a decent horse as well last season, finished fifth to Massar in the Epsom Derby under Frankie Dettori. Clearly didn't get home over a mile and a half on that occasion, and certainly would be interesting with Chris Hayes here. He probably would be fit enough to go close, but still standing was a good win for Jessica Harrington 2 weeks ago as well. So very interesting contest this, more like a Group 1 race than a Group 3, but I think Magical is good enough to win.
Okay, anything else on the card at Naas tomorrow, Martin?
Just the last race at Hal Patrick at a 5.45 handicap over a mile and 3. Interesting horse here called Future Proof for Noel Mead and Colin Keane. He's been running quite well over hurdles during the winter months, so he will be fit enough here. Colin Keane's interesting booking for this one. I think he might be able to send off punters on a happy note tomorrow at 5.45.
Okay, let's keep with the flat action then, Martin, because an unusual Sunday card for Dundalk this coming Sunday, going standard with a 2 o'clock start. We're going to kick off with that opening race. It's the Median Auction Maiden over 5 furlongs, and these are for horses that have not made more than €50,000 at the yearling sales.
That's right, Patrick, and some interesting horses here. Captain Corcoran for Johnny Murta was well fancied first to mount at Naas. He was actually favoured for the opening two-year race a couple of weeks ago. Didn't run probably as well as they would expect it, but you maybe should have opened that performance here and go fairly close. American Lady for Fuzzy Stack and Chris Hayes. Fuzzy does very well with his two-year-olds and would have to have a bit of a chance. But Silent Look for James Barrett finished third at Dundalk just a couple of weeks ago under Gavin Ryan. Winner will probably come from one of these three, and maybe American Lady for Fuzzy Stack and Chris Hayes, who've made a good start to the season, could be the one.
The third race in the card is the Conditions race over 6 furlongs with 7 going to post.
Yeah, interesting here. Geraldine's Burmese Waltz had some good form last season, and Colin Keane takes the mount here under top weight. Annabelle Roxman in good form for Adrian McGuinness of late, won her last 2 races, although this is definitely stepping up in class. The one I like again is Fuzzy Stack's Empire Line. Good second to a horse called Bow Warrior a couple of weeks ago. The Bow Warrior is trained by Adrian McGuinness and has won 4 times already on the Dundalk surface. Certainly likes it. And Empire Line off her 8 of 84, ridden by young Andrew Slattery, claiming 7. Must have a big chance of winning this one.
The 1.5 handicap, Martin, due off a 4.15, sees the 4-year-old and upward horses of 9 going to post.
Yeah, Old Political Policy is a great record here at Dundalk. Has won numerous times. He hasn't won for quite a while, but he's in good form of late and might have a chance under Gavin Ryan. Miss Nazzy Boots from Mick Halford won very well last time under Rowan Whelan. Up £8 for that. The handicapper certainly is missing, but must have a good chance. Well, Georgian Bay has been in good form. He's won a couple of claiming races lately and now runs for Nigel Sleven. Young Darry Davis claims 10 mark him. The one I was looking at was Joseph Ryan's Rockfish. Finished fourth at Leopardstown maybe about 10 days ago, over a mile and a quarter. Staying on very well at the finish that day, so step up to mile 1.5 should go well here. I think Hugh Horgan's a young, inexperienced rider. Father was Trevor Horgan, who used to ride for Aidan O'Brien many years ago. And he claims 10 off this one, which gives him a very good chance. I think Rockfish, each way, is the way I'll be playing this one.
The one mile two furlong, handicap sees 9 going to post, due off at 4.45.
Yeah, a lot of unexposed trios in this one, so it could be very interesting here, Patrick. Serenely didn't run that well, I have to say, for Joseph Bryan at Navan last time, but before that, had chafed very well at Dundalk. Maybe it just likes the Dundalk surface and must have a big chance here. Dreamboat Dave ran well when third at Navan last time. But the interesting one, I think, for me is Noel Mead's Red Jerry. Has run 3 decent races and decent maidens, stepping into handicap company for the first time. Should like to step up to mile and two. He was a good 9th last time in the Navan maiden, won by Tara Calley, won the Dermot Wells Can horses, which would be well regarded. I wouldn't be surprised if you see any money for him, that he could go well. That's a horse called Red Jerry in the 4.45.
And the final race, Martin, over the same distance, this time for 4-year-olds and upwards.
Well, the old stager here, Sarja, ran a blinder last time, just beating a nose over 1.5 by a horse called Wild Shot, and both from one again here in this 1.25. Now, Wild Shot, I think, would be much better suited with a shorter distance than Sarja, and just might be able to complete a hat-trick of wins here for Noel Kelly. Ushinor gets on particularly well with this one, and I think under £3 penalty, might just be good enough to send the favourite backers home with a smile on their faces tomorrow, on Sunday, sorry.
Okay, what, anything else on Sunday's card then, Martin, to wrap up?
The 2.35 Mistress of Venice ran a good race for Ken Condon. Was formerly trained in England, was a very good mare in England a couple of seasons ago, likely race. Finished third at Navan on her first run for over a year and a half, and it might just be good enough to win that 2.35 event. I think Ken Condon has started the season quite well, and Billy Dee's on board in this one.
Okay, let's move on then to Tramore on Sunday. And before we go to the racing, Martin, great to see Tramore getting out with the promotion action. On Sunday, they'll have Gold Cup winner Album Photo among the ranks there on Sunday, Paradium in the Parade Ring. And then on Monday evening at the free entry day, of course, you can get your free tickets online at tramorracecourse.com. They'll have a couple of winners from the Cheltenham Festival. They'll have a Plutard, who won the Close Borders Novice Handicap Chase, Manila Endo, who won the Albert Bartlett Novice Hurdle, and then at entry, Ornua and Moon Over Germany will both be in action there on Monday, being paraded before Essen.
That's very good indeed, Patrick, and certainly Album Photo, it's good to see him going there, because he actually won a listed chase at Tramore, which would be before he won the Gold Cup. So, you know, it's great to see it's very proactive there from the management to get those five Cheltenham winners there, and hopefully it'll be a big crowd. That was a very popular track, Tramore, very much horses for courses, very tight circuit, but no doubt, you know, even the better horses can go there, and to see Album Photo win a race down there on New Year's Day, and now be a Gold Cup winner. He's obviously lined up for the Coral Punchdown Cup in a couple of weeks' time, where he'll take on Kenboy. He's obviously a very good horse, that Album Photo, and we'll be heading back hopefully to run the Gold Cup next year in Cheltenham. So good to see that. It should be rewarded with plenty of crowd there both on Sunday and Monday.
Absolutely indeed. And let's have a look at Sunday's card then, Martin, because some interesting racing there on Sunday. The third race in the card is where we'll start with. That is the 2.5 handicap hurdle with 10 facing the starter.
Yeah, James Nash's Alamahora with Paul Townend on board has a bit of a chance here. Third over 3 miles last time at Leopardstown. That was quite a good effort. You always want horses for courses here though as well. So Cusco of Carabelli for Sean Flanagan was a good second here last December. That was quite a good effort. Well, Tintown Robin for Vincent Halley, another local trainer there, would have a bit of a chance on her farm. But I think Alamahora was a good run the last time and just might be able to get a set in front here.
Moving on to the next race in the card, that's the 2.5 Chase Martin. With this time, we've got 7 runners going to post.
Yeah, Willie has 3 of the 7 runners here, Willie Mullins, but most of them, all 3 haven't actually ran this season and probably will be lining up here with Punchdown in mind. Pile Under Pressure and Augustine are both very decent horses. Class Conti has actually come from France, so wouldn't know a huge amount about that. I thought Monatomic had a good form. Second to Poker Party on his penultimate start. He was a father last time at Leopardstown, but I think Monatomic's run on second to Poker Party was quite good at Nace. That was a very good race. Jamie Summers, not a bad animal at all for Michael Bowe. A good mare indeed, and even though she's rung in here at the weight, she's plenty of improvement to do, probably win this, but she does like the track and she'll go very well. By Velocity Boy for Whitney Murphy is another one maybe to be considered in a tricky little contest. I think Monatomic might be good enough to divide top weight.
The handicap chase over the same distance, due off of 4.30, again with 7 going to post.
Yeah, Eric McMahon in good form yesterday with a double at Limerick and shooting day, and Oscar Lantern heads the way it's here, ridden by his son Connor, will cleanse valuable £7 and must be one of the leading fancies here. Slight preference though for King Song, a good fourth last time in the Ulster National at Downpatrick, has been fourth at Leperstown before that as well, running reasonably well for Dennis O'Regan and might just be good enough to beat the top weight in this one.
What about the 2 mile handicap chase drew off at 5 o'clock then, Martin? We've got six going to post.
I do like Little Sicker Rupert for Michael Winters here. Good winner last time over fences. Brian Hayes takes the mount. Effernock Lad is certainly the danger here for Gerald Keane and Mark Flanagan. Good effort last time and it's a worthy top weight. But I think Little Sicker Rupert might be the one to follow in this one.
What about the rest of the card then at Tramore Sunday?
Yeah, the opening race, I think maybe Owen O'Connor last for Declan Quigley must have a good chance. The only winner in the race has to give £8 to our rivals here, but must have a bit of a chance in this one. While in the 250, Ackerman is one of Cardinalia ones here, but maybe Willie Munns is on the ropes, first time out, would take a bit of beating here. She gets £8 off Ackerman, but that could be good enough to win this.
Okay, let's have a look over at Ayr then briefly then, Martin. There's some good racing over the 2 days there, of course, kicked off a little bit earlier on today. Tomorrow's card features the Scottish Champion Hurdle, of course, a Grade 2 handicap, also featuring the champion, future champion novices, another good race there tomorrow afternoon. Of course, it looks like that race could be between the Paul Nicholls trained Secret Investor and Ballywood trained by Alan King. But the big race, of course, is the Carl Scottish National, I should say, Grand National Handicap Chase over the 4 miles, Martin. A big field here of 28 going to post, I should say, and they're betting 8 and 9 to 1 the field. What do you like here?
Wide open race, as it always is, Patrick. Comes late in the season, and sometimes, you know, horses, I've had enough for the season. They've had maybe runs in Cheltenham, maybe Aintree, that type of thing. And one of the leading fancies will be a horse called Vince's Clouds, actually. And this one was a first fence follower at Aintree last week in the English Grand National. You know, he would have been fourth or fifth favourite at the time. That was quite a good, he would have been well fancied. So he must have a chance if fully recovered. Now, he did get he only got as far as the first fence, but obviously the horse would have ran loose. You'd imagine he should recover enough to have a big chance, and obviously he must be happy with him to take a chance here. He was a good winner at second at the Cheltenham Festival a couple of weeks ago behind Beware the Bear, and Beware the Bear is actually top weight here for Nicky Henderson. Interesting, this 4 mile trip though takes a lot of getting, and with the top weights here, it's not easy to win it. The one Irish horse in the race is very interesting, a horse called Cross Through Boy. He's a winner over of a 3 mile handicap chase at this meeting last year. Loves quick ground, which he should get tomorrow. Sean Thomas Doyle trains this one and has been running over hurdles of late. I think he's got a very good chance here, and he's attracted plenty of support in the betting market. He was 25 to 1 a week ago. I think he's around 10 to 1 now. He will like to go ground. The one worry I would have about him would be the trip. There's no question about that. Whether he gets 4 miles is open to question. But Sean Flanagan rides him, and I think, you know, he should give his supporters a good run for the money. But certainly, there's lots of horses in with chances, as you would imagine. Impulsive Star, I think, for Samuel Lee Cohn could go very well. He was supposed to go for the English National there at one stage, but they decided to wait for this one. And Samuel Lee Cohn has a great record in these type of races. He's a very, very good amateur rider. He might be the one to go for each way, but I think Cross Dubai is a great chance. I'd certainly throw a few rubies on him for him. It's a tough race with a big field of 24 in the race, and I just think maybe he'd be hoping that the horses for course. He won at this meeting last year. He's been trained specifically with this race in mind, which I think is important, and he will love the good ground and offer. So I think Cross Dubai, if he can get the trip, has a good chance of finishing the first four.
Okay, that's the big race over in England. Of course, there's a good card at Newbury as well, featuring the Greenham Stakes. But we look forward to all the weekend's action over the weekend. Martin, before we let you go, it's that time of the week where we will get your best bets. Of course, you did click in one last week with Mr. Blue Sky at Fairy House. Can you click in with another one this weekend?
Well, hopefully, Patrick. So I'll just go with maybe, I think I'll go with Smash Williams in that 4 o'clock, the Gladden Stakes at Nace tomorrow. Do you think that has a very good chance? Well, I'll take a chance on Mokalad in the big field handicap there at 3.25. At Dundalk on Sunday, I like the chance of Empire Line in the 3.05 race. I think that has a very good chance. And I'll also go along with Mistress of Venice in the 2.35 at Dundalk as well. At Tramore then, like the chances of Monatomic in the 3.55. And I'll go with Alamahora in the 3.20 at Tramore as well.
Okay, perfect stuff, Martin. Enjoy the weekend's racing. And, of course, we will catch up next weekend. Of course, Good Friday, we will catch up when we'll be looking forward to the weekend's racing at Cork, Fairy House, and, of course, looking ahead to the Boyle Sports Irish Grand National.
That's right. Lots to look forward to there, right, Patrick? Should have a full field of 30 in that. And hopefully, with the weather set fair for a while, it'll be some very good racing next weekend.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.